I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, January 14th. There were 82 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, bringing the active case total to 1,526. Quincy's positivity rate is at 8%. The city is in the red category on the state's risk assessment map. There have been 141 deaths. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is recovering from COVID-19. Koch says he's getting through the illness and is quarantining at home. The mayor came down with the virus this past week, although it's unclear how he got it. Alyssa Delamato of Quincy has pleaded not guilty to killing 24-year-old Cameron Nomi of Milton in the parking lot of Supreme Liquors in Wollaston last September. Delamano was arraigned virtually yesterday for stabbing Nomi during an altercation between two groups of people. Delamano continues to be held without bail until her next court appearance in February. Quincy City Council poised to approve new regulations on short-term rentals. Officials may vote next week to approve a plan that would ban short-term rentals on platforms such as Airbnb from residential neighborhoods, require them to register with the city, and pay taxes and fees. Four River Bridge scheduled to open Thursday at 11:45 a.m. and Friday at 7 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, January 14th.